coming in, a record of 21 wins and 2 losses on the season. Hardington Cedar Catholic coming in, a mark of 18-4. I'm Mike Willock, all the play-by-play for you here this afternoon. Sutton making their 15th appearance in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They were last here in 2008 when they finished runner-up in Class C2. Sutton won the C1 State Championship back in 1991, and they finished runner-up in 1986, also in 1990, in 2003, and in 2008. So Sutton making their 15th appearance here in the state tournament. Their overall record, 21 wins and 2 losses on the season. Their only losses so far this year have been to Sandy Creek, 50-47, and to Superior, 59-43. Sutton winning their sub-district over Donovan Trumbull and Superior. They beat Donovan Trumbull in the opening round by the score of 71-19. And they beat Superior 57-32 to advance to the district championship ball game last week, where they knocked off Friend by the score of 61-34. So Sutton is a team that is averaging 60 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up only 33.9 on the defensive end, and they are led by Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk, the senior, 5'8", is averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds per game. Also in double figures for Sutton this year has been Claire Bergen. She is averaging 11.7 points per ball game and 7.6 rebounds per game. Bergen is a 5'10" and senior. They face a team today in Hardington Cedar Catholic. They come in a record of 18 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are the number 7 seed here in the Class C2 state tournament field. This is a team that is averaging 50 points per ball game on offense. They play pretty good defense, too, giving up only 39.1 on the defensive end. This is a team out of the Mid-State Conference. This is their 9th appearance in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They were here last year, and they finished runner-up in Class C2. They were also runner-up in 1987 in Class B, and they were runner-up in Class C2 in 2001. They won the state championship in 1986. Their leading scorer is Dana Dickus. She is averaging 15.2 points per ball game and 9.2 rebounds per game. It's a team that's got fairly good size, both Dickus and Lexi Steffen, and they're at 5'11" for Huntington Cedar Catholic. They got a couple of girls in there at 5'9" and 5'8", so Sutton going to handle some size here this afternoon if they want to move on here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here this afternoon. We'll come back and we'll check some of the scores from the earlier action around the city of Lincoln as we continue on the pregame show right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. 7 crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm, drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Welcome back to Lincoln East High School here this afternoon. The Class C2 State High School basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. A couple of ball games already completed. Class A results from earlier today. Bellevue East has beaten Papillion-La Vista South by the score of 53-48. And the second ball game down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Millard West surprises Lincoln Southeast by the score of 45-32. Class B results from earlier today. The top-ranked team, number one seeded Seward, no problems with Omaha Scott today, winning by a score of 61-42. They will play Beatrice in the semifinals tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Beatrice taking care of Scott's Bluff today by a score of 65-52. Class C1 not yet started. They'll get things started here in the 2 o'clock hour with Norfolk Catholic taking on Wahoo. Other ball games in Class C1, Minden in play Gordon Rushville coming up at 3:45 this afternoon. And we'll be back with Centura and Sandy Creek tonight at 7 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And then right back here on 1230 KHIS for that 8:45 ball game featuring Ashland and Greenwood and Hastings St. Cecilia. Class C2 from earlier today, it was the top-seeded team Crofton coming back in their ball game to beat Lincoln Christian by a score of 54-48. And the ball game just completed. It was Aquinas winners over Morrill by a score of 53-35. Sutton coming up here against Hardington Cedar Catholic. And after this one, it'll be Homer against Lutheran High Northeast. Class D1 not yet started. They've got the 2 o'clock ball game coming up. That'll feature Chambers Wheeler Central against Sutherland. Their other games will have Howells taking on Exeter Milligan today, Amherst against West Point Central Catholic, and Pender against Newman Grove. And in Class D2, two ball games completed in the opening round thus far. Lindsay Holy Family over Meade by a score of 40-20. And it was Wynot over Ansley by a score of 51-28. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate, located in Sutton and Geneva, is the third-generation business that can handle all your real estate needs. Congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on a great season, and good luck tonight from everyone at Bergen Real Estate.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC. Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
The playing of the national anthem here at Lincoln East High School, the Girls State High School basketball tournament. This is in Class C2 here this afternoon, the first game of three that we'll have today here on Platte River Radio. Again, our second ball game at 7 o'clock tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll head to Pershing Auditorium, bring in Sandy Creek and Centura. Then in nightcap, also at Pershing, the 8:45 ball game featuring Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashley Greenwood. The other games going on here in the 2 o'clock hour. Around the city of Lincoln today in Class A, down at the Sports Center, Papillion-La Vista South getting ready to take on Bellevue West. Class C1 at Pershing at 2 o'clock. Norfolk Catholic will tip off against Wahoo. And Class C2 at Lincoln Southwest, it's Chambers Wheeler Central taking on Sutherland. So it's the Sutton Phillies here today, a record of 21 wins, 2 losses on the season. They are the number 2 seed here in Class C2 as they take on Hardington Cedar Catholic, the Trojans. Their record at 18 wins and 4 losses. They are the number 7 seed. Of course, Sutton out of the Southern Nebraska Conference and Hardington Cedar Catholic out of the Mid-States Conference. As we get set to go here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS, Sutton is going to be dressed in their visiting road uniforms. It's going to be Jaws Weeblehouse getting a start here for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Shayna Lisey also getting a start, along with Molly Schieffer. As she comes out and meets the public here, Emily Shrimp is also out there for Hardington Cedar Catholic as we get set to go here this afternoon. Of course, as Sutton will have the Van Kirks, Jamie Van Kirk, also Vanessa Van Kirk in the ball game here this afternoon with Claire Bergen. Also Jessica Osterhaus in the contest here this afternoon. So the Sutton Phillies at 21-2, a team that's averaging 60 points per ball game on the season. They really rely on defense, giving up only 33.9 on the defensive end, winning over Donovan Trumbull, over Superior and Friend during the road to the state tournament thus far. Huntington Cedar Catholic had one of the two wild cards in Class C2. They were knocked out by Lutheran High Northeast by the score of 56-37, so they get one of the two wild cards in Class C2 here this afternoon. Sutton is going to be dressed in their black road uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the white. Huntington Cedar Catholic going to be in the white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red. We're at Lincoln East is going to be jam-packed here this afternoon. Opening round game in Class C2. The winner of this ball game will move on to the semifinals tomorrow, and they'll play that ball game down at Pershing. It'll be a 10:45 start tomorrow, and the winner of this ball game will play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Homer and Lutheran High Northeast. That one will tip off at 3:45. Top half of the bracket already completed in the semifinals. Crofton will play David City Aquinas or Aquinas Catholic in the first ball game down at Pershing at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So the Sutton Phillies on the floor now. They make their first appearance in the state tournament since 2008, where they finished runner-up in Class C2. Phillies trying to make a run here in the 2010 state tournament. They're just about set to go here this afternoon. The Sutton fans are going to be right in front of us here at Lincoln East, and the fans are on their feet as we wait for the teams to come out on the floor, and there's the horn, and we're just about ready to go with high school basketball action here this afternoon from Lincoln East High School. So here come the Phillies out on the floor after getting some final words from their coaching staff right to our left. Sutton is going to be shooting to our basket to our right here in this first quarter of play. Jumping things up for Sutton is going to be Claire Bergen. Stepping into the center circle for Huntington Cedar Catholic will be Dana Dickus. Officials making everybody set, and we're set to go. There's the toss in the air. The ball is controlled by Huntington Cedar Catholic. So the Trojans have the opening possession of this first quarter as they shoot to our basket to our left. Sutton will be in their man-to-man defense to start things off. They'll be in a man most of the way here this afternoon as Huntington Cedar Catholic will try to work against the Phillies here. On the wing is going to be Pints with the ball, pounds it inside. They get it to Dickus, now back out to the top of the key. Moves it over to Taylor Miller on the wing. Falling down with the ball is at Dickus, but she gets back on her feet, keeps the dribble alive. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. They get it to Kendra Lammers. Lammers getting the start. Now to Dickus inside. Puts up a left-handed hook shot. It's up and in. Dana Dickus scores there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. That's the first goal of the ball game. 2-0. Dickus is their leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game. And now Huntington Cedar Catholic will attack here in backcourt. Sutton having problems. Van Kirk brings it across the 10-second line. And finally, the Phillies will bring it into the offensive zone. Jamie Van Kirk has got the ball now for Sutton. Van Kirk, leading score on the team, averaging 15 points per ball game. Hops inside, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Bergen goes back up, and she's fouled. So Claire Bergen grabs the offensive board. Now they're going to see a traveling violation on Bergen. No foul called down there on the Trojans. So it'll be Huntington Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Just underway, 2-0 is the score. Huntington Cedar Catholic got on top of Sutton here this afternoon in girls high school basketball. That's a Pints with the ball now for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Over to Dickus. Drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is up and in. This is Caitlin Dickus. They've got both Caitlin and Dana in the starting lineup here for Huntington Cedar Catholic, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Sutton is down here in the contest. Sutton again trying to bring the ball up the floor against the pressure of Vanessa Van Kirk down the left sideline to Jamie Van Kirk. And Jamie will set things up here. Huntington Cedar Catholic will be in a tough man-to-man defense. Both of these teams play tremendous defense. Huntington giving up only 39 points per ball game on defense. Sutton is giving up only 33.9. Ball is tipped out of bounds on the far sideline. The Phillies will play things in. Vanessa Van Kirk gets it into Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie dribbling with the ball, and now we've got a whistle away from all the action. It's going to be over here on the wing, and a foul is going to be called on Kendra Lammers of Huntington. That's going to be your first. And the first team foul on the Trojans here in the first quarter of play. 6:15 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0 is the score. Huntington Cedar Catholic got on top. Sutton has got the ball. Jamie Van Kirk, bounce pass, mishandled by Maria Van Kirk down here in the corner. Now she gets it under control. Maria trying to get rid of it. Finally does so on the wing to Claire Bergen. Brings it back to Van Kirk here on the near sideline. Gets it into Jamie Van Kirk with her back to the basket. Dribbles into the lane. Nice pass down low. A shot is up there. That one won't go. Jessica Osterhaus misses that one from point-blank range, and the ball is brought down here by Hardington. Here come the Trojans back the other way. Pipes drives for the hole, and her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play as Pipes goes tumbling out of bounds here for the Trojans. A foul is going to be called here on Sutton, and the personal foul is going to be on Jessica Osterhaus. That's going to be her first team foul called in the Phillies here in this first quarter of play. And going to the free throw line now for Huntington Cedar Catholic will be Tracy Pites. She's a 55% foul shooter on the season, and her shot is up there. It's good. Huntington is a team hitting 57% from the free throw line so far this year, 38% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory. They do a good job on the boards, out-rebounding their opponents 32-26. Tracy Pites back to the free throw line. Her shot is good, so she buries a couple of free throws, and the Phillies are down in the ball game by a score of 6-0. Sutton takes it down the far sideline. It's going to be Vanessa Van Kirk. Runs into a defender. Has to get rid of it. Finally does so to Bergen. Bergen comes over here to Van Kirk. She drives it down the right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Emily Schrepp trying to poke the ball away there for Huntington. They commits the personal foul instead, so Sutton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Claire Bergen will trigger things in to Osterhaus. Osterhaus comes out to a Van Kirk. Van Kirk moves it out in the corner to Jamie Van Kirk. Dribbling to her left. Jamie Van Kirk out here in 3-point territory. Takes it to the free throw line. Her jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul called here. A foul on top. And Jamie Van Kirk will go to the free throw line here for the Sutton Phillies. The foul is going to go on Pipes. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on Huntington here in this first quarter of play. So Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line here for Sutton. She's averaging 15 points per ball game, and her first shot is up there. It's good. So Sutton finally gets onto the scoreboard with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's 6-1. Huntington with a lead. Van Kirk will have one more. Dips in the east, throws it up there. The shot is perfect. Nothing but net there for Jamie Van Kirk. And it's now a 6-2 ball game. The Phillies back to within 4 points here in this opening period from Lincoln East. And now we've got a foul called. We've got a Trojan that hit the deck just to the left of the lane. That was a Caitlin Dickus. She goes down hard, and the personal foul is going to be called here on the Osterhaus of Sutton. That's going to be her second personal foul. Second team foul called in the Phillies. And now Osterhaus is going to check out of the ball game here for the Sutton Phillies. The Trojans will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Dickus gets it in. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called. They get it into Emily Schrepp. And she throws up a little 12-footer from the left side of the lane. And she is fouled in a play here by Van Kirk. Maria Van Kirk picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number three on the Phillies. So not a good start here for Sutton in the ball game. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. And now Emily Schrepp will go to the free throw line for Huntington. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Schrepp is just a 33% foul shooter in the season. She is now 6 out of 19 from the free throw line this season. 6-2. The Trojans of Huntington out on top of Sutton here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Bergen. Bergen has got it down for Sutton to Jamie Van Kirk. Double teamed in backcourt. Gets it to Bergen. Claire dribbling up the floor, drives it down the left side of the lane, down in the corner to Maria Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and a foul is going to be called. Another foul is going to go against Sutton. The Phillies getting hit with another personal foul. And this is going to go on, let's see who, 22 is who they whistled the foul on for Sutton. There's not a 22 on the roster. 6-2 is the score. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Huntington is out on top by a score of 6-2. There's a feed to the wing on the right side. It's going to be Caitlin Dickus with the ball. Dickus out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top to Emily Schrempf. Schrempf down to Dickus on the wing on the right side. Throws up a 3-pointer. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Phillies have the ball here in backcourt. As they bring it up the floor, Bergen has got it now. Bergen goes over to a Vanessa Van Kirk to Jamie Van Kirk, as she holds it out here in 3-point territory. Jamie Van Kirk holding against the man-to-man here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. 6-2 is the score, about halfway through this first quarter. There's Claire Bergen with the ball. Bergen out to Van Kirk around the screen, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, double team, comes back out, and the ball tipped away, goes out of bounds. That's going to be Sutton basketball. Getting their hands over on the ball was Emily Schrempf of Huntington. So it'll be Sutton playing things in off of the far sideline. 4:06 to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Sutton is down here. Jimmy Van Kirk has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Huntington still in a man-to-man defense. Van Kirk will dribble to her right with a basketball picked up out there by Huntington Cedar Catholic. Right on her face is Tracy Pites. Now here on the wing on the right side holding the ball. Sutton has got it. Comes back out on top. That's going to be Van Kirk with it now. Van Kirk around the screen. Moves it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Van Kirk has to get rid of it. Finally does. Maria Van Kirk. Good defense here by Huntington Cedar Catholic as the Trojans fans come to their feet on the far sideline. Jamie Van Kirk trying to direct some traffic out here. We're down to 3:30 to play in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Entry pass to get it inside. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Van Kirk, her shot no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Maria Van Kirk. 12-footer off of the baseline. That shot is no good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. 3-4 shots of the hole there for Sutton, and they could not convert. And finally, a personal foul is going to be called on Lexi Steffen for Huntington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be her first. End of the ball game now. Kendra Lambers for Huntington Cedar Catholic, and coming out will be Caitlin Dickus. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Sutton playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top to Jamie Van Kirk. Only one field goal so far. Actually, two free throws by Jamie Van Kirk. That's the only point so far for the Phillies here in the ballgame. Here's Vanessa Van Kirk. Her shot for three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Steffen. Dribbles out of there. And now we got a traveling violation. Lexi Steffen. I think the Sutton fans saw that one before the officials did. A turnover on Huntington, a traveling violation here in backcourt. So it'll be Sutton playing things in again underneath their own basket. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter, 6-2. Sutton trailing in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk again out here in three-point territory, picked up by Tracy Pites. Comes here on the near sideline. Vanessa Van Kirk holds the ball. Gets rid of it down to the lane. Loses control of the ball. It is loose, and it's going to be picked up here. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Lexi Steffen picked it up, and then she was tied up in the play there by Vanessa Van Kirk of Sutton. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Phillies, so we stay down here at the Sutton end with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Van Kirk will play things in to clear Bergen. Bergen comes out to Vanessa Van Kirk, now to Jamie Van Kirk. A shot for three is way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Dana Dickus, and she has tripped her in backcourt, and a foul is called. Phillies having a tough time finding the range here in the first quarter. Personal foul is going to be called on the Phillies. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Huntington Cedar Catholic playing it in here in backcourt. That's going to be the fourth team foul called on Sutton here in this first quarter. So the team fouls are now even. 6-2 is the score. The Phillies are trailing in the ball game. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the ball. That last personal foul goes on Sutton again. That's their fourth. There's a Dana Dickus with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Shrimp, and now we got a traveling violation called on Shrimp. Emily Shrimp trying to set things up on the wing on the left side. So the second turnover on Huntington. They've been averaging about 16 turnovers per ball game so far this year. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got a 4-point lead over the Phillies. It is 6-2. Jamie Van Kirk has got it now to Maria Van Kirk. Sutton is still not a field goal here in this first quarter. A couple of free throws. The only thing they have to show for their efforts so far. Here's Van Kirk driving down the lane, running one-handers up and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores on a field goal. They finally get one to go down through the hole. And it's now a 6-4 ball game. Sutton gets their first field goal of the ball game at the 1:58 mark of this first quarter. Here's a Lammers with the ball on the wing. Moves it down to the baseline. Driving the baseline toward the hole. A lot of contact. No foul called. Dickus loses control of the ball and is picked up by Van Kirk of Sutton. Maria Van Kirk gets the ball ahead to Vanessa Van Kirk. Now to Maria. She drives it from the top of the key down to the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called as Van Kirk hits the deck. A foul here will go on Huntington Cedar Catholic. It's going to go on Shrimp. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 called on Huntington Cedar Catholic here in this first quarter of play. To the free throw line will be Maria Van Kirk. She's averaging 8.5 points per ball game so far this season. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Sutton now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line this afternoon. Jamie Van Kirk has added a field goal. Jessica Osterhaus checking out of the ball game now for the Sutton Phillies. 6-5 is the score. Huntington has got the lead over Sutton. There's the next shot up there by Van Kirk. It's good. So Sutton is at 4 free throws here in this first quarter. And the Phillies have come back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. 1:30 to play here in the opening quarter. Here's a Dickus with the ball. Her pass down on top, deflected, picked up by Pites. Brings it back to Dickus. Dribble penetration, back out to Pites. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, down to the baseline, down to Dickus. Drives, puts up a shot, it's good, and she fouled. Dana Dickus scoring there for Huntington-Cedar Catholic. And now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Claire Bergen picks up the personal foul for Sutton. That's going to be her first. So 8-6 is the score now. Huntington-Cedar Catholic has got the lead. Dana Dickus to the free throw line for Huntington. She has a 67% foul shooter in the season. She's 73 for 108, and she hits the free throw. 9-6 now. Huntington has got the lead over Sutton. As the Phillies come back with the basketball, Jamie Van Kirk out here behind a screen from Bergen. Gives it away now to Maria Van Kirk. Dribbles to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, stops, throws up a little 12-footer. It's off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by the Phillies. An offensive board there for the Phillies. Bounce pass comes over to a Vanessa Van Kirk just inside the ring. Her pass out on top is deflected. It goes to the far sideline. Lammers tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Huntington ball. Lammers tries to save it. She does. Run out from the shoulder of Maria Van Kirk out of bounds. Nice play over there by Kendra Lammers of Huntington. So it's going to be the Trojans inbounding the ball with 47 seconds to play. They're the first quarter from Lincoln East this afternoon. 9-6 to score. Cedar Catholic with the lead over Sutton, and now Huntington will play perhaps for the final shot here in the first quarter. There's a Pites with the ball here on the near sideline. They move it down in the corner. That's Caitlin Dickus. Comes out to the top of the key to Dana Dickus. Over here to Pites. Entry pass. They get it inside to Dickus. Back to the near sideline. There's Caitlin Dickus, and the shot is up and in. Dickus fires one up there. A three-pointer. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's now a 12-6 contest. Sutton down by 6 points here in the game. On the wing on the right side, moves it out to the top of the key. That's a Vanessa Van Kirk to the near sideline. We got 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Van Kirk to Maria Van Kirk. Her shot for three is off of the mark, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a lead here over Sutton. After one quarter in the opening round of the girls' C2 State High School basketball tournament, we'll take a break with a score. Huntington Cedar Catholic 12, Sutton 6.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here this afternoon for the girls' state tournament in Lincoln. After one quarter, 12-6 is the score. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the lead. Sutton with only one field goal in that first quarter. One field goal and four free throws. Huntington Cedar Catholic has put the screws down on the Sutton offense so far. Sutton not shooting the ball real well here to start off this ball game. Now we move into the second quarter. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the ball. Lammers goes inside. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled. They work the ball inside to Alexi Steffen for Huntington Cedar Catholic, and she is fouled in a play after she hits the field goal. A personal foul is going to be called on Cockins of Sutton. That's going to be her first. And going back to the free throw line will be Lexi Steffen. Steffen is 5'11" and a sophomore, averaging about 3 points per ball game. But she hits her first field goal here right in front of the basket. She goes to the line, 35% foul shooter on the season. Dips to knees, long, hard look at the basket. Her shot is up there, top of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Jesse Osterhaus of Sutton. So now it's a 14-6 ball game, an 8-point lead for the Trojans of Huntington Cedar Catholic. Driving down the lane, stopping and shooting and scoring is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk bounces off a defender and then scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. She's got the only two field goals so far for Sutton here in the ball game. 14-8 is the score. Now the Phillies are down by 6 points. The Trojans have the ball back in their offensive zone. Lexi Stefflin out on top to Pites. Her shot for three is good. Tracy Pites throws up a three ball. She's been hitting only 37% of her three-pointers so far this year, but she nails one right there. And now Sutton wants to call a timeout. The Phillies have fallen behind by 9 points here in the second quarter. We've got a break with 7:04 to play in the second quarter. It is Huntington Cedar Catholic 17, Sutton 8.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball this afternoon from Lincoln East High School, the girls Class C2 state high school basketball tournament on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Sandy Creek playing Centura in the 7 o'clock ball game tonight down in Pershing. On the air at 6:50 tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood beginning at 8:30 tonight with a tip-off at 8:45. You can catch that game right here on 1230 KHIS. So Sutton is down here in the ballgame 17-8. Here's a running one-hander on the baseline by Mariah Van Kirk. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Osterhaus, and she's tied up in the play. Arrow pointing in favor of Sutton, so the Phillies will stay right here. Sutton still with only two field goals so far in this ballgame, both off of the hands of Jamie Van Kirk. It'll be Sutton inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Vanessa Van Kirk gets the ball to Mariah Van Kirk. Her shot's no good, and she's fouling the play. She is fouling the play there, I think, by Dana Dickus. Yes, Dickus picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Huntington Cedar Catholic here in the first half. Van Kirk goes to the free throw line. 2 of 2 so far this afternoon on free throws. But Mariah Van Kirk eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Sutton is now 5 out of 5 on free throws so far this afternoon, keeping them in the ball game at least to this point, 17-9 it should be, with 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here comes the next shot by Van Kirk. That one is good. So 17-10. Sutton is back within 7 points here. Huntington Cedar Catholic is led all the way as they scored the first 6 points of the ball game here this afternoon. Pites down at the baseline. Here's a long-range jumper by Lammers. No good. Offensive rebound. Dickens. Follow shot. No good. Battle for the loose ball. It's loose in the lane. It's picked up by Osterhaus of Sutton. Jessica clears the ball away. Jamie Van Kirk down the lane. Stops. Then she throws the ball away. Jamie Van Kirk right in front of the free throw line. Tries to go down low underneath the bucket to Vanessa Van Kirk. It's right off of Vanessa's hands out of bounds. Second turnover on Sutton here in the ball game. So it'll be Huntington Cedar Catholic coming back the other way. So the second-seeded Sutton Phillies struggling here to start off the basketball tournament this afternoon. We got 6:13 to play in the second quarter. There's a Taylor Miller who's into the ball game now. Goes over to Lammers. Her long three-pointer is put up there and in. Lammers nearly fell down after she launches the three, but it goes down through the hole, and it is now 20-10. Sutton has fallen behind by 10 points here. Vanessa Van Kirk has got the ball to Osterhaus. Now to Mariah Van Kirk, down in the corner. Now they get it down to the low blockers. Vanessa Van Kirk, and her shot is up and in. Vanessa Van Kirk gets the field goal for Sutton, just to the left of the basket. And it is now 20-12. The Phillies back to within 8 points. Taylor Miller with the ball. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Stefan with the ball. Back out to Miller. Miller's pass to the right sideline is intercepted. Intercepted by Mariah Van Kirk as she runs back the other way. Has problems with it as she has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it goes out of bounds. Van Kirk bringing the ball back for Sutton after intercepting the pass. And now Sutton will play things in. Baseline left side or an in-thrown basket. Shrimp is back in now for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Sutton will play things in just to the left of the hole down here. On the baseline, they play it in to Claire Bergen. Bergen dribbles once. Now dribbles inside. Puts up a little 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Tracy Pites. It's been one shot and out so far for the Phillies. A long pass down to Florida Dickus. Her shot is up there and in. Dana Dickus scores. For Huntington, she's got 7 points in the ball game, 22-12, and again, Sutton will burn a timeout. The Sutton Phillies call another timeout. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Huntington Cedar Catholic 22, Sutton 12.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate, located in Sutton and Geneva, is the third-generation business that can handle all your real estate needs. Congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on a great season, and good luck tonight from everyone at Bergen Real Estate.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Lincoln East, we're in the second quarter. Girls State Tournament here this afternoon. Huntington Cedar Catholic surprising Sutton. The score is 22-12. Sutton has got the ball. Here's the Osterhaus with it now. Bounce pass down low to Bergen. Her shot is up there off of the baseline. No good. Bergen goes after the rebound. Had it knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie brings her back out here in the three-point territory. Huntington Cedar Catholic still in a man-to-man defense. Wing on the right side is a Vanessa Van Kirk. Now to Bergen. Bergen at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Osterhaus, left side of the lane. Gets it to a Vanessa Van Kirk. Back out here in three-point territory. The ball poked away and a foul is called. Emily Shrimp picks up the personal foul for Huntington. And I think that's going to be number three on her. Out of the scores table, and we'll check in. Tracy Pites into the ball game. You have three fouls on Shrimp, so she comes to the bench. Pites is back in there, and Vanessa Van Kirk goes to the free throw line for the Phillies. Sutton is 6 out of 6 on free throws so far this afternoon. Shot is up there. That one is good. So three field goals so far for the Phillies in the first quarter and a half. And it's now 22-13. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lexi Steffen for Huntington Cedar Catholic. So here come the Trojans. They have got a 9-point lead, 22-13. Here's a Tracy Pines with the ball. Bounce pass on the wing on the right side. They send it down on the baseline. Driving, shooting, and scoring. I'll tell you what, everything that Huntington is throwing up is going down through the hole. Kendra Lammers hits the little short jumper off of the right baseline. She's got 5 points. And now Huntington Cedar Catholic has got an 11-point lead over the Phillies, 24-13. There's a ball poked away from Van Kirk. But Jamie picks it up near the 10-second line, down in the corner. A long-range jumper up and in from downtown. A different area code right there. Mariah Van Kirk from deep in the left corner scores on a three ball. And it's now 24-16. Sutton is back within 8 points. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a ball. Here's a Pites with it now. Pites hands it away to Caitlin Dickus. Dribbles to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Dickus put a move on right there at the elbow on the left side of the lane and then took the ball to the hole, and she's called for the traveling violation. So four turnovers on Huntington so far here in the basketball game. Two on Sutton. And now the Phillies can slice into the lead right here. 24-16 is the score. We're down to 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second. There's Mariah Van Kirk inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up and in. So she hit the three and a two on back-to-back possessions. Mariah Van Kirk has got 9 points in the ball game, and the Phillies are back within 6 points at 24-18. And now Huntington, Cedar Catholic, wants to call a timeout. Jason Folkers wants to talk things over for the Trojans. We have got a break here with 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's now Huntington, Cedar Catholic, 24, Sutton 18.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, grocery, snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball this afternoon brought to you by our boosters at tournament time, including George's Aerial Spring, also Bergen Real Estate, Sutton Pharmacy, and Van Kirk Brothers Contracting. All part of our broadcast here this afternoon. We're at Lincoln East, opening round game in Class C2 here this afternoon. The Sutton Phillies having a tough time with the seven-seeded Huntington Cedar Catholic Trojans. 24-18 is the score. Sutton is back within 6 points. Huntington calling that last timeout to try to get reorganized here. Dickus drives the ball down the right side of the lane, stops there. Comes out to Tracy Pites at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down on the baseline. Here's Dickus. Her short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. It is no good by Stefan. The ball comes to the near sideline. It is going to be picked up here. Pites has got it. She fires up a three. Ball is shot no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Sutton. Jamie Van Kirk gets the board. She runs her back the other way for the Phillies. Back into the offensive zone. Picked up there by Tracy Pites. Van Kirk with the ball. Hands it away to Mariah Van Kirk down the right side of the lane. Stomps and pops. Her shot is up there and in. Mariah Van Kirk is red hot here for the Phillies. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and Sutton is back to within 4 points. 24-20. Sutton has scored the last 7 points of the ball game, all off of the fingertips of Mariah Van Kirk. Here's Hardington Cedar Catholic with the ball. Dickus puts it inside. She has it tipped away, and it's going to be picked up here by Sutton. So the Phillies have it. The fifth turnover called on Huntington Cedar Catholic so far here in this ball game. Jamie Van Kirk now down in the corner to Vanessa Van Kirk. Cross court pass to Mariah Van Kirk. She dribbles inside, kicks it back out. Vanessa, her shot from 12 is up there. It's off the left side, no good. Follow shot, Osterhaus, and it's up and in. Jessica Osterhaus scores there, and Sutton is back within 2 points. 24-22 with a minute and 52 to play. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the ball back to their offensive zone. Heights goes over on the wing to a Stefan. Now inside to Dickus. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mariah Van Kirk. Van Kirk gets it to Jamie Van Kirk. Down to the floor it goes to Bergen. Her shot is up and in. She's fouled in the play. Claire Bergen gets the field goal to go down, and we have tied things up at 24 points apiece. Bergen is fouled in the ball game, fouled in the play, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play, and again, Hardington wants to call a timeout. So the Phillies have come from 11 points down here in the second quarter, and they have tied things up now with a minute and 36 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. The score is Sutton 24, Huntington Cedar Catholic 24.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
Sutton is on an 11-0 run here in the second quarter. The Phillies trailed 24-13. We're now tied at 24. Bergen to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Sutton has the first lead. The Sutton Phillies have the lead for the first time this afternoon, 25-24. A minute and 36 seconds to play. Now the Phillies knock the ball loose. It's picked up by Bergen. Bergen gets the ball ahead of Jamie Van Kirk. Drives for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound Van Kirk. A shot blocked down again. And a rebound brought out of there by Dickus. So two blocks in there by Dana Dickus. Huntington Cedar Catholic now with the ball back to their offensive zone. Dickus has got it on the dribble. Now to Lammers. Lammers comes out to Pites. Holds the ball out here. Pites dribbles to the wing. On the left side, that's going to be Taylor Miller with the ball now. Miller goes to Pites on the right wing, feeds it inside. There's a shot from the baseline. It's up and in. That's a big, strong girl in there. Dana Dickus gets the field goal to go down for Huntington Cedar Catholic. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Trojans back out on top, 26-25. Sutton has got the ball. Van Kirk, now to Mariah Van Kirk. Her shot for three is off the mark. No good. Rebound loose. Sutton tries to save it. They can't get there. It goes out of bounds. Vanessa Van Kirk on the weak side tries to save it there for the Phillies. Could not get to the ball. That's going to be the Trojans inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Huntington Cedar Catholic leading by one, 26-25. Tracy Pines through the ball, feeds it back inside. Here's Dickus. Her shot is up and in. Boy, the Phillies having a tough time handling Dana Dickus inside for Huntington Cedar Catholic. She's 5'11" and a senior. Big stocky girl inside there for the Trojans. 28-25 now. Huntington has got a three-point lead. Van Kirk for three. Shot around the rim falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Dickus. Moves it to the right sideline, trap back here. Dickus gets the ball away now to Kendra Lammers. Long pass up the floor. They get it to a Taylor Miller. Now down in the right baseline, a shot by Dickus is going to be no good. Long rebound is loose. It's finally going to be picked up here by Sutton, but time runs out as they're trying to get the ball to Van Kirk at the midcourt stripe, and time expires here in the first half of play. So Huntington Cedar Catholic will have the lead at halftime, but I'll tell you what, the Phillies caught fire there in the second quarter, came from 11 points down to eventually grab their first lead of the ball game at 25-24. But Huntington Cedar Catholic comes back, and they've got the lead now at halftime by 3 points here at the break in the opening round of the Class C2 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. The score at halftime, Huntington Cedar Catholic 28, Sutton 25. You're listening to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm, drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate, located in Sutton and Geneva, is the third generation business that can handle all your real estate needs. Congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on a great season, and good luck tonight from everyone at Bergen Real Estate.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lincoln East High School, you're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. The Sutton Phillies trailing Huntington Cedar Catholic. The score is 28-25 here at halftime. Huntington got out to a 6-0 lead in the ball game here this afternoon. It wasn't until the 5:23 mark that Sutton was able to put a free throw on the scoreboard. And Sutton did not score their first field goal of the ball game until the 1:58 mark of the first quarter. By that time, they were trailing by a margin of 6-4. Sutton came back to tie things up at 6-6. But then Huntington Cedar Catholic scores the final 6 points of the first quarter to grab a 12-6 advantage after one. Huntington got out to an 11-point lead in the second quarter at 24-13. That's when Sutton flipped the switch. They went on a 12-0 run to eventually grabbed the lead at 25-24 with a minute and 36 seconds to play in the first half. However, Huntington Cedar Catholic scores the final 4 points of the second quarter, and the Trojans now have the lead at halftime. The score is 28-25. Leading the way so far for Huntington Cedar Catholic is Dana Dickus. Dickus, 5'11" senior, has been averaging 15 points per ball game so far this year. She came up with 11 points in the first half of play, and really Sutton has no answer for her so far through the first 16 minutes in the paint. The Sutton Phillies being led not by Jamie Van Kirk today, but by Mariah Van Kirk. She has got 11 points in the ball game, knocked down a three-pointer, knocked down a couple of two-point field goals, and she's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Mariah Van Kirk leading the way so far for the Phillies. She's got 11 points here in the ball game. We're at halftime where Sutton is trailing Huntington Cedar Catholic in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Score is 28-25. We'll come back and get more right after this.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by PrintMD, also by Cornerstone Bank, by Steinhauer Farms, and by George Brothers Propane. We're at Lincoln East High School here this afternoon, where the Sutton Phillies are trailing Huntington Cedar Catholic, the number 7 seed, by a score of 28-25. We'll get you caught up to date on what's going on in the state tournament thus far. If you're just joining us in Class A today, it was Bellevue East, the number 1 seed, knocking off Papillion-La Vista today by a score of 53-48 there at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Millard West in the second ball game beat Lincoln Southeast in Class A, 45-32. Papillion-La Vista South playing Bellevue West right now at the Sports Center. That'll be followed up by Columbus against Omaha Central. Class B so far, a couple of ball games completed. Number 1 ranked Seward, undefeated on the season. Now 23-0 as the Blue Jays today ousted Omaha Scott by a score of 61-42. The second ball game, Beatrice beat Scott Fluff 65-52. 7 o'clock tonight at the Sports Center will be Elkhorn, the number 2 seed, taking on Norris, the number 7 seed. And then at 8:45 tonight, Holdridge will take on Lexington at the Sports Center. In Class C1, Norfolk Catholic is playing Wahoo right now down at the Pershing Center. That's going to be followed up by Minden and Gordon Rushville today at 3:45. We'll have it on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR beginning at about 3:40 this afternoon. Tonight it'll be Centura taking on Sandy Creek at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning at about 6:50. And that game will be followed up by Ashland Greenwood and Hastings St. Cecilia at 8:45 tonight. That game right back here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at about 8:30. Class C2 from earlier today, it was Crofton knocking off Lincoln Christian today. The Warriors, the number 1 seed in Class C2. Trailed throughout much of the ball game, but they came back to beat Lincoln Christian 54-48. In the ball game just completed before this one started, Aquinas Catholic winners over Morrill 53-35. Sutton is trailing Hardington Cedar Catholic here at halftime. The score is 28-25. And the last ball game here in Class C2 will start at 3:45 this afternoon. Lutheran High Northeast will take on Homer. Class D1 is now getting started. Chambers Wheeler Central is playing Sutherland at Lincoln Southwest this afternoon. That game will be followed up at 3:45 by Howells taking on Exeter Milligan. At 7 o'clock tonight at Lincoln Southwest, it will be Amherst against West Point Central Catholic. We'll have that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And the final ball game in Class D1 will pit Pender up against Newman Grove. In Class D2 from earlier today at Lincoln Southwest, Lindsay Holy Family, the number 2 seed, beat Meade by a score of 40-20. Why not the number 3 seed over Ansley 51-28. Tonight at Lincoln East, it'll be the number 1 seed, Lawrence Nelson. They will play here against Brady. And then it'll be Hayes Springs taking on Elkhorn Valley in the nightcap at 8:45 here tonight. So that gets you caught up to date on what's going on and what has transpired so far. The Sutton Phillies are trailing Huntington Cedar Catholic here at halftime. The score is 28-25. Sutton getting 11 points in the first half by Mariah Van Kirk. She has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk has got 6 points. She's got 2 field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Vanessa Van Kirk has got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Claire Bergen has got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, 3 points. And Jessica Osterhaus has got a field goal and 2 points for the Phillies. Sutton is 8 out of 9 from the free throw line in the first half of play, unofficially 2 turnovers in the basketball game. Huntington Cedar Catholic is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. The Trojans have turned the ball over 5 times, and a leading scorer has been the girl inside, Dana Dickus. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Dickus has got 5 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Then 3 girls have 5 points apiece. Caitlin Dickus has got a 3 and a 2 for her 5 points. Tracy Pites has nailed a 3-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Kendra Lammers has nailed a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points here at the break. Lexi Steffen has got a field goal, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. So, again, our score here at halftime, it's Huntington Cedar Catholic trying to upset the Sutton Phillies here in the opening round in Class C2. It's 28-25 here at halftime. We got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate, located in Sutton and Geneva, is the third generation business that can handle all your real estate needs. Congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on a great season, and good luck tonight from everyone at Bergen Real Estate.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 28-25 is our score here. The Trojans of Huntington Cedar Catholic out on top of the second-seeded Sutton Phillies. Huntington allowed the basketball to begin the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right to go right to work. And here's a shot that's up and in. They go right back to work to Dana Dickus, and she scores. Dickus now with 13 points in the ball game. Nothing fancy there. They just pounded inside, and Dickus kind of spins toward the baseline and scores. There's a Sutton turnover in backcourt now as it's picked up by the Trojans. So it is 30-25. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the lead. Caitlin Dickus with the ball across the top to Taylor Miller, who gets to start. In the second half, to Tracy Pipes on the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here to Dickus. She drives inside. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Claire Bergen. That was Caitlin Dickus with a shot there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. That would not go. So the Phillies are down by 5 points. We're in the third quarter. 7:15 to play. It is 30-25. Here's Bergen with the ball right at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Stops right there against the Taylor Miller. Now to Van Kirk from the free throw line. Her shot good. Jamie Van Kirk hits one from the free throw line. Knocks that baby down. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and it is now 30-27. The Phillies back to within 3 points. Pipes with the ball now for Huntington Cedar Catholic. They lob it inside. Dickus grabs it. Her shot this time is off the right side. No good. Gets her own rebound. Following shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Osterhaus for Sutton. She is trapped here in backcourt. Gets it away now to Jamie Van Kirk. Winds her way up the floor. Van Kirk dribbles into the lane, and a foul is going to be called. So again, Huntington Cedar Catholic getting a couple of shots to the hole there, but Dana Dickus could not convert. Finally, Osterhaus got the rebound for Sutton, and a personal foul is called back here the other way on the Trojans. So a non-shooting situation. Sutton will play things in. Bergen with the ball just inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here, and now we got Dickus tied up in the play, and we've got a jump ball called. Dickus knocked down there by Bergen, and a jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of the Phillies, so Sutton will play things in right in front of the Sutton bench. Claire Bergen has got the ball. She gets it into Jamie Van Kirk. The Phillies have lost only two times this year, to Sandy Creek and to Superior during the regular season. They won their sub-district and their district championship and the road to get here, but right now they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 30-27. Mariah Van Kirk drives it down the right side of the lane, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. So Sutton turns the ball away for the fourth time here in the ball game, and now Cedar Catholic will come back the other direction. The Trojans still protecting a three-point lead. Sutton now attacking here. Looks like a zone press as they will pick him up right at the midcourt stripe. Dana Dickus, long pass down the floor. They get it to Miller. Miller then back outside, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Caitlin Dickus, and the rebound comes down to Hartington Cedar Catholic. Pites dribbling down the wing. Her left-handed layup is good. Tracy Pites takes it right to the hole there for Hartington. She has got 7 points in the ball game, and Cedar Catholic back out to a five-point lead, 32-27. Phillies now being pressured in backcourt, and the Phillies forced to burn a timeout here. Sutton unable to get the ball up the floor, and they were running out of time, so they call the timeout here to save the possession. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break with a score. Hartington Cedar Catholic 32, Sutton 27.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Sutton is trailing in the ball game on a score of 32-27. Huntington Cedar Catholic still attacking here in backcourt. Jamie Van Kirk tries to take it up the right sideline, stops, gets it in the center of the floor to Vanessa Van Kirk, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Taylor Miller, just as Sutton brought it into the offensive zone. That's going to be the first foul on Taylor Miller. So Sutton will play things in on the far sideline. Vanessa Van Kirk will inbound the ball. Gets it into a Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie calls out the play on the far sideline. Huntington Cedar Catholic still in a man-to-man defense. Van Kirk, two-handed pass, comes to Bergen. Top of the key, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Jamie Van Kirk. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Saved by Bergen. Gets it to Osterhaus. Her shot off the short baseline is no good. Rebound Mariah Van Kirk. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So Sutton getting three shots of the hole that time. Could not convert, but they draw the personal foul. They'll get to the free throw line here. The foul is going to go on Kendra Lammers out of Hartington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be her third. Mariah Van Kirk to the free throw line. She's got 11 points in the basketball game tonight, or this afternoon. She's 4 out of 4 from the line. She'll have a couple of shots here as she was fouled in the active shooting. Her first shot is up there. It is in. Sutton doing a good job from the free throw line, really keeping them in the ball game here this afternoon. They are now 9 out of 10 on free throws. 32-28. Sutton is down by 4 points here in the third quarter. Mariah Van Kirk will have one more. It's up there, and that one bounced off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Dana Dickus. Dickus gets it away now to Tracy Pites, and here comes Hartington Cedar Catholic. Sutton will pick him up right at the 10-second line of feet down the right baseline to Dickus. The ball knocked loose is picked up by Caitlin Dickus. Caitlin comes out to Pites. Pites dribbles down the lane. There's a feed down to Dana Dickus. Fakes the short jumper. Now drives into the basket and scores. Dana Dickus now with 15 points in the ballgame. She's got 15 out of the 34 that Hartington Cedar Catholic has put on the board here this afternoon. Pressure again. Finally, Sutton brings it into the offensive zone down the far sideline. Mariah Van Kirk gets it now to Jessica Osterhaus. Back outside to Jamie Van Kirk. Picked up out there by Kendra Lammers. Jamie now backs up with the ball. Dribbles with it. Bounce pass goes on the right sideline. Vanessa Van Kirk holds it. Got to Osterhaus at the top of the key. Jessica moves it over here on the wing to Jamie Van Kirk. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Hands it away to Bergen. Drives down the lane. She's hit on the play and down she goes and a foul called. Claire Bergen takes the ball in the hole there for Sutton. And she is fouled on a play here. And Bergen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bergen has got 3 points so far in the ball game. She's one out of one from the free throw line. She averages 11.7 in the season. That's going to be team foul number three on Hartington Cedar Catholic so far in the second half. And the shot from the line is up there. That one rattles out. No good. End of the ball game now for the Phillies will be Mariah Coppins, a 5'7" sophomore who's into the ball game now. Claire Bergen back to the free throw line for Sutton. Her shot is up there. That one is good. So she buries one out of two, and the Phillies are back within 5 points here in the ball game. 34-29. The Phillies have led just briefly here in the contest after they made a 12-0 run at the end of the second quarter. But they trailed at halftime, 28-25. Here's Hartington Cedar Catholic with the ball. Shanna Lizey is into the ball game now. Goes over to Tracy Pites, who's it down on the baseline to Miller. Now they lob it back inside to Dickus. Back in outside to a Taylor Miller. Out of Pites on the right side of the lane. Now she dribbles back out here into three-point territory. Sutton trying to toughen up defensively now as her fans voice their approval. Driving into the lane, a shot is up and in. Caitlin Dickus. So just as Sutton was getting into things defensively, Caitlin Dickus takes the ball to the hole and scores. It's now 36-29. Pressure again by Huntington Cedar Catholic here in backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called. Well, the Phillies having all kinds of problems with this backcourt pressure here by Huntington. Finally, a foul is going to be called, and Caitlin Dickus, that's going to be her first. So now Sutton will have to play things in here in backcourt. They're trailing in the ballgame 36-29. The winner plays tomorrow in the semifinals down at Pershing Auditorium. They'll play at 10:45 against either Lutheran High Northeast or Homer. Those two teams will battle in the next ball game coming up here at Lincoln East. And now here's a foul in backcourt as Sutton was bringing the ball up to four here. Dickus again picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. And again, the Phillies want to call a timeout. Nope, it's going to be the Trojans calling the timeout this time. So we got 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Huntington Cedar Catholic 36, Sutton 29.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. Your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
State basketball tournament coverage brought to you today in part by Ackerman Insurance, also by CPI Mr. Tire, by Georgia's Aerial Spring, and by Bergen Real Estate. All proud supporters of the Sutton Phillies here for the 2010-2011 season. Sutton into the state tournament for the first time since 2008, and the Phillies have trailed most of the ball game so far. They're trailing now by 7 points at 36-29. Sutton will inbound the ball, working against the pressure. Here's a Van Kirk with it now. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling with the ball, comes to the midcourt stripe and finally brings it into the offensive zone. Great defense again by Huntington Cedar Catholic. Here's a Vanessa Van Kirk, moves it to the right side of the floor. Vanessa lobs it inside. Bergen grabs it, goes for the hole, and shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Claire Bergen gets the field goal to go down for Sutton. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points now. And now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Dana Dickus is hit with a personal foul. That's her second. So Claire Bergen to the free throw line now for Sutton. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The Phillies back within 5 points. Shot is up there. It's good. Bergen now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And the Phillies are back to a 36-32 deficit here with 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in quarter number three from Lincoln East this afternoon. Here's a Taylor Miller with the ball. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Dickus. She dribbles left to right across the lane. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Caitlin Dickus. Out to Pints at the top of the circle. Drives it down the lane. Goes for the hole. Her shot is no good, and she's fouled. As Pints hits the deck there, she is fouled in a play by the Phillies. Sutton fans wanted a traveling violation and didn't get it. Personal foul is going to be called on Mariah Van Kirk. That's going to be her second. Tracy Pints to the free throw line. She has got 7 points so far in the ball game. She's 2 out of 2 from the line. 55% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Again, Huntington Cedar Catholic has a team hitting 57% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 36-32. Cedar Catholic with a lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Pints. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 37-32 in favor of Huntington Cedar Catholic. This time they retreat back here, and Sutton will bring the ball up rather easily into the offensive zone. Jamie Van Kirk behind a Bergen screen, boots it to the left side of the lane. Now Van Kirk fires up a 17-footer. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Dana Dickus. One shot and out that time for the Phillies. Dickus gets the ball ahead to Caitlin Dickus into the forecourt now to Shanna Lisey. Lisey comes out to Dickus at the top of the key. Sutton stays with her man-to-man defense. We're down to 2:10 to play here in the third quarter. On the wing is a Caitlin Dickus. Out to the top of the circle again to Lisey. Dribbles down the lane. Her little short jumper is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound. Dickus. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouled in the play. Boy, Sutton having all kinds of problems handling Dana Dickus inside. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Claire Bergen. That's going to be her second. Dickus will go to the free throw line. Dickus is 5'11" and a senior. She's been averaging 15 points per ball game so far this season. That's where she's at right now. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Her first shot is up there and in. Dickus is averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds per ballgame. So it is now a 38-32 ball game. Huntington Senior Catholic out on top. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So the Trojans trying to pull the upset here in Class C2 in the opening round. The second-seeded Phillies, who had lost only two games during the regular season, find themselves trailing here in the state tournament. 39-32 now in favor of the Trojans. And there's the ball that's going to be thrown out of bounds. Vanessa Van Kirk trying to take it on the low block down there on the right side, threw the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Sutton. So Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the ball. And now Sutton will attack here backcourt. Here comes Huntington with the ball. Tracy Pites brings it into the offensive zone to Lexi Stefflin, who's into the ball game now, to Lizey. Lobs it inside to Dickus. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Stefflin. She falls down with the ball, and a foul is going to be called on Sutton. So now we've got both Dickus and Stefflin, two large girls in there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. This will be a non-suiting situation, as the Phillies commit the personal foul. That's number 2 on Sutton. Actually, team foul number 3 on the Phillies. It'll be Huntington playing things in. They get it in to Elizy. Her shot from 10 won't go. Rebound comes down to Bergen. That last foul, by the way, went on Jamie Van Kirk of Sutton. That's going to be your first. Jamie now with the ball offensively here for the Phillies with a minute and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jamie Van Kirk hands it away to Vanessa Van Kirk at the free throw line. Back out to Jamie on the wing. Jamie dribbles the ball out here, picked up by Tracy Pites, who's done a good job on Jamie Van Kirk here this afternoon. Here's Vanessa Van Kirk. Now to Bergen at the top of the key. Drives down the lane. A lot of contact. No foul. And now a traveling violation is called. Bergen ran over a defender down there. That was Lexi Stefflin, who gets up off of the deck. No foul was called there. Bergen then tries to maneuver in the lane, and she's called for the traveling violation. End of the ball game now for Huntington will be Taylor Miller. Coming out will be Dana Dickus, who will get a short breather here. A minute and 1 second to play in the third quarter. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a lead over Sutton this afternoon. It is 39-32. There's a Caitlin Dickus as she hits the deck. Trying to send a screen, Sutton ran into her, but no foul called. There's a Lindsay with the ball out here in 3-point territory to Miller. Now a foul is going to be called on the Mariah Van Kirk of Sutton. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 4 on the Phillies here in the second half of play. It's going to be Huntington Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. And now coming out is going to be Caitlin Dickus. Caitlin Dickus, she's the girl who was decked trying to set that screen out here. And she's going to have to come to the sideline. She's holding her mouth. So Dickus took a hard shot there with no foul called. And now she's going to have to check out of the ball game with 43 seconds to play. It'll be Huntington Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball. Emily Shrimp has it knocked loose, picked up by Pites. Tracy Pites now the dribble out here as Sutton stays with a man-to-man defense. Miller moves the ball down in the corner to Shrimp and a traveling violation. A little ball fake there by Emily Shrimp, and she's whistled with a traveling violation. 6 turnovers on Huntington Cedar Catholic here in the ball game. They averaged 16 on the season. 39-32, the Phillies are down by 7 points. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Lincoln East High School. Here this afternoon, there's Osterhaus right at the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down low. Bergen grabs the ball. Her shot is up and in. Osterhaus gets the assist. Claire Bergen gets the field goal. Claire now with 9 points in the ball game for the Phillies. And Sutton is back within 5 points. 39-34, 10 seconds to play. Miller lobs the ball inside. Stefflin grabs it, double team. Stefflin in the lane. Her shot is up there. It won't go. Rebound comes down to Sutton. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Comes up near the 10-second line and launches the ball. It's going to be far short. And that's the end of the third quarter. 3 quarters in the books here this afternoon in girls high school basketball from the state tournament in Lincoln. And the score after 3, Huntington Cedar Catholic 39, Sutton 34.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI, CPI.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. 7 crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Good Luck Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here this afternoon. The Class C2 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. 39-34 is the score. Huntington Cedar Catholic trying to pull the upset here this afternoon. Here's a Dana Dickus, moves the ball down on the baseline to Emily Shrimp. Her pass across the lane is going to be lost out of bounds. Shrimp trying to take it from the right block to the left block across the lane down there. Ball was lost out of bounds, so now Sutton will play things in here in backcourt. Huntington Cedar Catholic will pressure back here. They go to a Rachel Van Kirk. She has the ball stripped away. Now we got a whistle. Shrimp knocked the ball loose from a Van Kirk. Got the ball to Taylor, who put it through the hole there, but they waved that one off. They say Shrimp was out of bounds. So it'll be Sutton playing things in again underneath their defensive zone here. Van Kirk will get it to Mariah Van Kirk. She's on the dribble, brings it up the left sideline. Mariah Van Kirk sends it into the lane to Osterhaus. Her shot is up there and in. Jessica Osterhaus scoring there for Sutton. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. And the Phillies are back to within 3 points. 39-36. We are in the fourth quarter now. Here's a long-range jumper from three. No good by Lammers. And a rebound comes down to Sutton. Bergen again with a rebound. Gets it to a Jamie Van Kirk. Hustles into the forecourt. Down in the corner. Mariah Van Kirk falls down with the ball. Jamie picks the ball up now for the Phillies. Jamie Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. Works against the Tracy Pites. Van Kirk with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Bergen. Right at the elbow. Bergen with his back, her back to the basket. Now spins, takes it to the hole, and shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. And Bergen will go to the free throw line now to shoot two. The personal foul is going to be called in Taylor Miller of Huntington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line is going to be Bergen for Sutton. She's got 9 points in the ball game. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. She'll have one more. Now it's 39-37. The Phillies trying to come back. Trailed by 11 in the first half. Here comes the next shot by Bergen. It's up there. It's good. Two big free throws, and the Phillies are back within 1 point, 39-38, as the Phillies have scored the first 4 points here of the fourth quarter. We got 6:50 to play in the ball game. Huntington Cedar Catholic with the ball. Here's Emily Shrimp with it now. Moves it down to Taylor Miller. Back out to Shrimp. Comes across the top to Pites. Down in the corner, Kendra Lammers works it inside to Dickus. Kicks it back out to Pites for three. Shot good. Tracy Pites buries a three ball just to the left of the circle. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, and the Huntington Cedar Catholic goes out on top now by a score of 42-38. Here's a Jamie Van Kirk down the right sideline. Weaves her way up the floor to Osterhaus, and her shot's blocked. Dana Dickus comes out of nowhere and blocks the shot from Jessica Osterhaus on the short baseline right side. Good play there by Dickus. So Sutton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. We got 6:21 to play. Phillies are down by 4 points. They get it to Osterhaus in the lane. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Bergen here on the near sideline. Now to Mariah Van Carey. Or rather, Mariah Van Kirk. As she tries for the hole, and her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Van Kirk will go to the free throw line now for the Phillies. Dana Dickus picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So Mariah Van Kirk to the free throw line. She is 5 out of 6. From the line this afternoon, she'll have 2 shots as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first free throw is up there. It's good. 42-39 is the score now. Into the ball game, Caitlin Dickus again for Huntington Cedar Catholic. So after taking a shot toward the end of the third quarter, she's back in there now in the early stages of the fourth. 42-39. Sutton down by 3 points. Mariah Van Kirk back to the free throw line. Her shot good. She's had a good day today, 14 points. She averages 8.7 on the season. 42-40. Sutton within 2 points. Huntington Cedar Catholic with the ball as the Trojans come back in their offensive zone. Caitlin Dickus has got it. Dickus moves it down in the corner to Dana Dickus. Two-handed pass goes over on the wing on the left side to Pites. Tracy Pites moves it down in the corner now to Taylor Miller. Dribbles once. Pass comes out on top to Lammers, nearly intercepted. Lammers goes down in the corner on the right side to Pites. A shot for three is going to be no good. Bottom for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Vanessa Van Kirk tied up on the play there by Dana Dickus. The arrow is pointing in favor of Huntington Cedar Catholic. Nope, it's going to go to Sutton. The Phillies will play things in now. Sutton has a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's 42-40. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a two-point lead, but Sutton has got the ball. High post. Osterhaus has got it right at the free throw line. Wide open. Here's a pass that's going to kick by Dickus, and Sutton will play things in. Jessica Osterhaus had it right at the free throw line. She spun around, got a look at the basket, and there was not a defender around, but Jessica passes up the shot. And now Sutton will play things in the corner. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Vanessa Van Kirk out of bounds. Jamie Van Kirk trying to get it into Vanessa Van Kirk. And they didn't communicate as the ball goes sailing out of bounds. Six turnovers now in Sutton in the ball game, 42-40. Sutton is down by 2 points. There's a Caitlin Dickens with the ball. Comes across the top to Taylor Miller. Miller now to Tracy Pites. Pites bounce pass out on top to Caitlin Dickus. Brings it back to Pites. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass goes to Dana Dickus. They cover her up. Double teams her. Out to Tracy Pites now. We're down to 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 42-40. It is Huntington Cedar Catholic with a two-point lead. Tracy Pites bounce pass on the wing. Taylor Miller down in the corner to Dickus. Dickus dribbling to the ball. Bounce pass comes out on top again to a Kendra Lammers. Mariah Van Kirk right in her face. Now she gets away, drives it for the basket. A shot, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Dickus is up and in, and she's fouled. Dana Dickus gets an offensive rebound and a putback again for Huntington Cedar Catholic. She has got 19 points in the basketball game. She's fouled in the play, and now Dickus will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 44-40 is the score. Dana Dickus to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. That last foul went on Vanessa Van Kirk for Sutton. That's going to be her first. That's the ninth team foul in the Phillies here in the second half. Or check that, the fifth team foul on the Sutton Phillies. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got nine. There's Mariah Van Kirk with the ball. As they continue to work against this man-to-man defense, Van Kirk holds it. Now gets it to a Bergen at the top of the key. The ball poked away from a Taylor Miller. Down to a Jessica Osterhaus for Sutton. Phillies still have it. Here's Vanessa Van Kirk, left side of the lane. Bounce pass is knocked out of bounds. Tracy Pites knocking the ball out of bounds there for the Trojans. We're down to 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Sutton is trailing in the ball game by 44-40. Going out will be Taylor Miller. Coming back in is going to be Lexi Steffen for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Vanessa Van Kirk will inbound the ball here for the Phillies. Comes out to Osterhaus inside the free throw circle. Jessica pulls ahead, fires up a little 12-footer. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Dickus. Huntington Cedar Catholic back with the ball. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Phillies are down by 4 points, 44-40. Here's Steffen with the ball out here in three-point territory. Lexi Steffen moves it over on the left side. Now to Dickus, powers the ball down low. His shot is up and in. Kendra Lammers works the baseline. Nice pass there by Dana Dickus, who steps away from the basket that time. Lammers gets the field goal. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 46-40. Here's a shot by Van Kirk. Good. Jamie Van Kirk scores from the elbow. Left side of the lane. Van Kirk now in double figures with 10. 46-42. The Phillies down by 4 points. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play in regulation. Here at Lincoln East. Opening round of the girls' state high school basketball tournament in Class C2 here this afternoon. Been a good ball game. Steffen having problems with the ball. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Steffen lost control of it. Mariah Van Kirk got in there. Tied her up, but the arrow is pointing in favor of the Trojans. So Huntington Cedar Catholic will play things in. Down to the scorers table, checking in now will be Taylor Miller. Miller will check in for Caitlin Dickus for Huntington Cedar Catholic. The Trojans will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Dickus looking to play things in, does so. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Tracy Pites down in the corner again to Dickus. She holds the ball, comes back out to Pites. In three-point territory, picked up by Vanessa Van Kirk. Right sideline, Caitlin Dickus for the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Lammers. Angles toward the basket, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Mariah Van Kirk. Mariah's got the ball for the Phillies. 46-42, Huntington Cedar Catholic with a lead. Here's a Jamie Van Kirk traveling violation. Mariah got the ball to Jamie, and a traveling violation is called on Jamie Van Kirk. Seven turnovers now in Sutton here in the ballgame. That was a big one. With 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the ballgame, it's 46-42, and now we got a foul in backcourt. Mariah Van Kirk picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul, number five on the Phillies, so no free throws here. It'll be Huntington Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball right here in front of the scorers table. on the near sideline. They will get things into Kendra Lammers. Lammers brings it into the offensive zone, now to Pites. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a four-point lead, trying to upset the Phillies here in the opening round of the state tournament. There's a Dickus with the ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jamie Van Kirk. She runs her back the other way. Two on two. To the basket. Her shot is no good. Rebound. Osterhaus had it. She lost it. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to, they give the ball to Sutton. Phillies will inbound it now. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. We'll have to check out the action here through the shield of Sutton fans. Located just to our left here at Lincoln East. They're on their feet here. Vanessa Van Kirk goes inside to Jamie Van Kirk and a holding foul inside on Huntington Cedar Catholic, holding Jamie Van Kirk from getting into the hole there. The foul here is going to be called on Tracy Pites. That's going to be her second. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's 46-42. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a four-point lead. Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line for Sutton. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk now with 11 points in the basketball game. Mariah Van Kirk is leading the way. She has got 14 points. But so far, it has not been enough for the Phillies to overcome Huntington Cedar Catholic's inside game. 46-43 is the score now. Here comes Cockins back into the ballgame. Mariah Cockins. And going out will be Mariah Van Kirk. Shot from the free throw line is good by Jamie Van Kirk. 46-44 is the score. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, and now Sutton will attack here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Caitlin Dickus. Brings it into the offensive zone. The ball poked away by Bergen. Picked up by Dickus, and now a timeout's going to be called. So a timeout's going to be called here by Huntington Cedar Catholic with 2:13 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Huntington Cedar Catholic 46, Sutton 44.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate, located in Sutton and Geneva, is the third-generation business that can handle all your real estate needs. Congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on a great season, and good luck tonight from everyone at Bergen Real Estate.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Sutton had to lead briefly in this ballgame, 25-24, with 1:36 to play in the second quarter. Other than that, it's been all Huntington Cedar Catholic today. The Trojans have the lead right now, 46-44. Here's a pass nearly intercepted. Picked up by Dickus, and now her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. This is Jamie Van Kirk coming back the other way. Jamie takes it to the hole. First shot's going to be blocked down. It is loose. It comes down into three-point territory. The scramble is on. Timeout is called. Timeout is called. At the bottom of the stack down there was Lammers for Huntington Cedar Catholic. She got possession of the ball, and the coaching staff for the Trojans immediately call the timeout. So that saves the possession for Huntington Cedar Catholic. They will have the ball when we come back. 1:57 to play in the ball game. Huntington Cedar Catholic 46, Sutton 44.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:56 to play. Here's another steal by the Phillies in backcourt. Sutton can pull ahead with a three-point field goal. Phillies have the ball. Here's a Van Kirk with it at the free throw line. Gives it away to Cockins. Cockins now to a Jamie Van Kirk. A minute and 43 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Phillies are down by 2 points, 46-44. Osterhaus has got the ball on the right side. Bergen mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Sutton. Bergen can't handle the pass. It goes sailing out of bounds. The eighth turnover on Sutton here in the ball game. This one occurs with a minute and 34 seconds to play. 46-44 is the score. Huntington Cedar Catholic, the number 7 seed here in Class C2 with the lead. Long pass down the floor to Dickus, and a shot won't go around the rim. Rebound is loose. Bergen's going to pick it up. That baby around the rim twice. Fell out of there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. And now Sutton has got the ball with a minute and 15 seconds to play. Van Kirk dribbles the ball to the hole. She loses control of it, but it is knocked out of her hands. And it's going to be Sutton playing things in underneath their own basket here. A minute and 10 seconds to play in regulation. 46-44. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a two-point lead. Raya Van Kirk back into the ball game, sends it to Bergen, mishandles the ball, and now they got a foul called. Caitlin Dick is scrambling for the loose ball there, picks up the personal foul against Bergen. And now Claire Bergen goes to the free throw line here for the Sutton Phillies with a chance to tie this baby up. This will be two shots for Claire Bergen. Her first one is up there, it is around the rim and falls off of the right side, no good. She is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. So a minute and 5 seconds to play. 46-44. Sutton is down by 2 points. Bergen back to the free throw line. That was 10 fouls on the Huntington Cedar Catholic. Thus the two-shot opportunity. The next one is up there, no good by Bergen. Rebound comes down to Huntington Cedar Catholic. This is Pints with the ball. Pints moves it to the left sideline to Dickus. Now back to Pites. Gets it in the offensive zone to Dickus. To Pites. Left sideline out of Caitlin Dickus. Down in the corner to Taylor Miller. They're working back outside the three-point arc now. They're going to try to play keep away from the Phillies. We're down to 45 seconds to play. Huntington Cedar Catholic playing keep away. This is Dana Dickus, and now she's going to be fouled in the play by Calkins. Araya Calkins picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Phillies. Now this will be a 1-1 situation for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Dana Dickus will go to the free throw line. She has got 19 points in the basketball game, 3 out of 4 from the stripe. They'll have a 1-1. Dips and knees. Her shot is up there. It's good. Phillies are now down by 3 points with 41 seconds to play, and now we got a timeout. The Phillies want to call a timeout. 41 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Huntington Cedar Catholic 47, Sutton 44.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Brought to you in part by Sutton Pharmacy, also by Van Kirk Brothers Contracting, by Print MD, and by the Cornerstone Bank. All proud supporters of the Sutton Phillies for the 2010-2011 basketball season. Sutton finds himself down by 3 points now. 41 seconds to play here in regulation in Lincoln East. Opening round of the state tournament. Dana Dickus back to the free throw line for the Trojans. Her second free throw is good. 48-44. Sutton still with plenty of time here. The ball's poked away from Van Kirk. It's going to be picked up here by Pites. A turnover as they poke that ball away from Jamie Van Kirk. And now Huntington Cedar Catholic has got the ball and they're fouling the play. Ball poked away out here in three-point territory from Jamie Van Kirk. It was recovered by the Trojans. And Sutton had to do what they had to do here, and that's foul. They stop the clock. Kendra Lammers goes to the free throw line. She's a 63% foul shooter on the season as she will toe the mark here. So Lammers will toe the mark now for Huntington Cedar Catholic. This will be a 1-1 situation. Lammers to the line here. It's 48-44. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a 4-point lead. Shot is up there. Good. The 7th-seeded Trojans from Huntington Cedar Catholic out of the Mid-State Conference trying to pull the upset here this afternoon. 2nd-seeded Sutton. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bergen. 49-44. 28 seconds to play. Van Kirk with the ball for the Phillies. Hustles across the 10-second line on the wing. A three-pointer by Van Kirk. It's going to be short. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. That jump ball is going to be called. Calkins is tied up down there by Lammers of Huntington Cedar Catholic. The possession arrow pointing in favor of the Phillies. So Sutton will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 18 seconds to play. The Phillies are down by 5 points. Van Kirk licking the inbound, does so. Bergen has got the ball, dribbles into the lane. Back out to Van Kirk, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Huntington Cedar Catholic. Tracy Pipes has got into the foul, it's called. So Van Kirk cannot nail the three-pointer for the Sutton Phillies. Now we got 11 seconds to play, and Huntington Cedar Catholic will go to the free throw line after being fouled in a play by Jessica Osterhaus. That's going to be her third. To the free throw line now for Huntington Cedar Catholic will be Tracy Pites. She has got 11 points in the ballgame, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. This is Jamie Van Kirk for Sutton. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Into the forecourt, Vanessa Van Kirk for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Dickus. Dickus gets it away to Caitlin Dickus, and time runs out. Huntington Cedar Catholic has beaten the Sutton Phillies. Huntington Cedar Catholic, the number 7 seed here in the girls' state high school basketball tournament in Class C2, comes up and shocks the second-seeded Sutton Phillies in the opening round of the state tournament this afternoon. Boy, Sutton just cannot handle the inside game this afternoon of Dana Dickus as she scores 21 points in the ballgame. Sutton not having a real good day shooting the basketball here this afternoon, and that was enough to spell defeat. The Phillies lose for the third time this season, and they are out of the girls' state high school basketball tournament. Final score, Huntington Cedar Catholic 49, Sutton 44. Back with more after this.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. 7 crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate, located in Sutton and Geneva, is the third-generation business that can handle all your real estate needs. Congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on a great season, and good luck tonight from everyone at Bergen Real Estate.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lincoln East High School, the girls' state high school basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Huntington Cedar Catholic, the number 7 seed in Class C1, actually Class C2, knocks out the Sutton Phillies here this afternoon. Final score of 49-44. So Sutton making their first appearance since 2008. In the state tournament, it's going to be a short-lived one as the Phillies upset here in the opening round. And Sutton will wrap up the season with a mark of 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. Huntington Cedar Catholic will move on to the semifinals tomorrow morning at 10:45 down at the Pershing Center. They'll play either Lutheran High Northeast or Homer. That ball game is going to be the next ball game here at Lincoln East here this afternoon. Huntington Cedar Catholic now with a record of 19 wins and 4 losses on the season. Huntington Cedar Catholic got onto a 6-0 lead in the ball game today. Phillies came back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. It wasn't until the 1:58 mark of the first quarter that Sutton got their first field goal to go down. They had a free throw at the 5:23 mark of the first quarter and then went to almost, 3.5 minutes without scoring again. They hit a three-pointer with 1:58 to play. We were tied up at 6 points apiece, and then Huntington Cedar Catholic scores the last 6 points of the first quarter. Lead 12-6 after one. The Trojans got out to an 11-point lead in the second quarter at 24-13 before the Phillies went on an 11-0 run to grab the lead at 25-24. That's the only lead they had in the entire ballgame. That was at the 1:36 mark of the second quarter. Huntington Cedar Catholic scores the last 4 points of the second period. They led at halftime 28-25. It was 39-34 after three quarters. Sutton got within 2 points at 42-40 and also at 46-44. They were within 1 point early in the fourth quarter at 39-38, but they never were able to overcome the deficit. And Huntington Cedar Catholic wins in the ball game here this afternoon by a score of 49-44 over the Phillies. Mariah Van Kirk led the way for Sutton today. She had 14 points in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk had 12. Claire Bergen had 11 points. Only two other people scored for the Phillies today. Jessica Osterhaus had 4 points in the ball game, and Janessa Van Kirk had 3 points. So Mariah Van Kirk leading the way with 14 points. Jamie Van Kirk with 12, and Claire Bergen had 11, but it was not enough for the Phillies here this afternoon. Dana Dickus was the leading scorer for Huntington. She scored 21 points in the ball game, 11 in the first half, 10 more in the second half of play. She had 8 field goals, and she was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Tracy Pites ended up with 11 points. Caitlin Dickus had 7 points. Kendra Lammers had 8 for Huntington Cedar Catholic, 2 for Lexi Steffen. Huntington shot 9 out of 14 from the free throw line this afternoon. Sutton was 17 out of 21. But it was not enough. The Phillies upset here in the opening round of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament by Huntington Cedar Catholic. Final score of 49-44. Coming up later on today, we've got more action. We'll head for the Pershing Center. We'll have Class C1 action later on today. Sandy Creek will take on Centura in a ball game that gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning at about 6:50. And then back here tonight on 1230 KHIS, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood from Pershing. That ball game schedule will go at 8:45 tonight. We'll have a pregame show on 1230 KHIS beginning at about 8:30. So a short stay for the Sutton Phillies here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They lose one here this afternoon to Huntington Cedar Catholic by a score of 49-44. The Phillies wrap up the season with a mark of 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. Thanks to our sponsors from Sutton for bringing you high school basketball action here this afternoon. George's Aerial Spraying, also Bergen Real Estate, Sutton Pharmacy, Van Kirk Brothers Contracting, Print MD, the Cornerstone Bank, Steinhauser Farms, George Brothers Propane, also Ackerman Insurance, and CPI, Mr. Tire. Again, the final score, it was Huntington Cedar Catholic beating Sutton this afternoon by a score of 49-44. We'll talk to you again later on this afternoon from the Pershing Center. For 1230 KHAS Sports, this is Mike Will.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.